In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My only close contact with chickens was as a child during the war. My parents kept a breed of chickens called bantams. And as the name explains, they were smaller than regular chickens. But they provided us with small eggs to supplement our limited rationed food supply. The chickens certainly spent their days scratching in the ground, first one leg and then the other, without much thought or direction. In order to feed the chickens, my mother and I went out into the harvested field of wheat after it had finished being cut, and we gleaned the field of wheat, and we gleaned the field, the leftovers from the cutting, and gathered it up, and we would take it home for our chickens, like Ruth had done in the field belonging to Boaz in the book of Ruth. I don't ever remember our chickens gathering their brood under their wings. However, it was an image that Jesus uses to express his longing to protect us. Jesus knows time is running out, and he so wishes that those who would not, are not willing to accept his message, is a huge disappointment to him. Jesus is very focused on getting to Jerusalem. It's his principles that guide his decisions, even when the Pharisees try to detain him by telling him to get away from here, as Herod wants to kill you. It is, of course, an attempt to deter him from continuing his ministry. Jesus replies to the Pharisees, "Go tell that fox for me. I am busy." It is not a great compliment to a Roman tetrarch to be likened to a fox that was depicted as a crafty, sinister creature. No, Jesus was not concerned with his own safety. He knows the end of the story and was holding to tradition and obedience to God. After all, it had taken him 10 chapters of the story to try to reach Jerusalem, and he has much work to do in those final 3 days. Not everyone in Jerusalem, and certainly not all Jews, were opposed to the message of Jesus. He was, after all, Jewish, a Jewish man, and did most of his preaching to the Jewish people. But he's still some distance from Jerusalem, and he wants to continue his journey of healing and performing cures and casting out demons. That is how it works with the kingdom of God, isn't it? One step at a time. Not by intimidating force. There's no pomp and ceremony. The kingdom has its beginnings in the simple lives of ordinary people. People working together in community. At the heart of the gospel is life in community and engagement with others. Not only for the church community, but outside of it, that too is a mark of mission. We equip our parishioners to engage in the larger community. Recently, there was a photograph on the front page of the Record of 8 people. Now, I didn't keep the article, and I can't remember all of their names. But one of them was Joe Mancini, of course, from the Working Center, and people from the city. And there was a Catholic priest from St. Mary's. and a woman who had said yes to supervising a better tent city, all working together to help the residents have a home of their own, to finally have some dignity and live in a community. An incredible example of mission. A project taking place outside of the church, but giving time and talent to the service of others. This kind of service, although outside of the church, is embraced and supported by the church in its mission for the kingdom. Isn't this what Jesus was doing constantly to the very end of his life? We, on the other hand, come here seeking refuge, a sanctuary. We come here to feel God's presence with us, a place to be sustained, to help us go back to our everyday lives. It is a place where we will find God, who offers hope in a very troubled world. We find that peace that the world cannot give. How grateful we are to have had technology, to have been able to share in that feeling of community and presence with God. A very different experience, but nonetheless, an effective way to stay in community. We know that God works with us and in us to accomplish these things, to sustain us in our work in the church as well as the mission outside of it. Our mission for the kingdom of God. Through all of this, we know that God loves us, and his love and forgiveness is freely given if we will accept it. God forgives us even when we can't or won't forgive ourselves. He wants to embrace us and protect us as a mother hen gathers her brood under its wing. Amen.